Well, the legend lives on from the joint board on down of the preacher they call Pastor Carey. He came and he stayed and he preached and he prayed in the Edgeboro Church Sanctuary. He arrived here one day from Emmaus, PA, still a student down at seminary. The congregation said, "Fine, won't you stay for a time? You can be our student, Pastor Carey." Then when Pastor Whitbro said that he had to go, well, for Carey to succeed him we were wishing. And when President Wickman said, "No, that's against all the rules," we just voted him in by petition. Carey said, "I will be the best pastor I can, and I won't let fatigue even stop me." So when he was tired or when needing inspired, he went down to Wawa for coffee. Besides drinking coffee, he grew as a man, grew a goatee and looked like a beatnik. Between preaching and praying, he took time for playing, and he squirted some of us at picnics. Amongst all of this fun, his life's task was begun. He took serious his work as a preacher, and though we knew him as neighbor and knew him as friend, we knew him as well as a teacher. He taught that in order to grow, sometimes we have to go and step outside our safe sanctuary. And if you step out of the boat, Jesus helps you to float, even though it can be pretty scary. And soon he did show, sometimes you have to go when you trust in the good Lord above you. He announced to us all that he'd answered God's call and was heading for Hope, Indiana. So with hurried goodbyes and with tears in our eyes, we all watched as the pastor went packing with his guitar and kazoo, lovely wife Karen too, and their fine and beloved son Jackson. Well, these memories are dear and we'll miss you around here. God be with you each place that you're going. We won't fuss our fight and we'll all be all right, 'cause we know it's God's work that you're doing. Well, the legend lives on from the joint board on down of the preacher they call Pastor Carey. He came and he stayed and he preached and he prayed in the Edgeboro Church Sanctuary.